honest with you, national security has never actually questioned any journalists, because what I know, all the journalists that are accredited here to South Sudan, whenever they have any problem with the national security, they always call me. I have not received any calls regarding anyone that has been stopped by national security. If there is anything that has led into certain journalists coming to national security, you know, it is just to receive an advice, because some journalists are actually very irresponsible, and they write very irresponsibly.
And these journalists are also saying the line is not drawn clearly. And most of the time they are saying once they report on activities of the rebels, they are being accused of supporting the rebels. How do you react to that?
One of very fundamental things in journalism is for the journalists themselves to look at what the effect of their journalism allow them to say and what not to report. If we say the truth, you look at the fact that any country in the world, and you know those foreign journalists who come to South Sudan to work in the field of journalism, should also think when they are trying to say something, they should think in line of the laws that govern their own countries. And they try to avoid things that can incite citizens or things that can threaten national security. Like last time, a Jazeera journalist was reporting, saying that the rebels are within 60 miles to Juba, which has caused panic. And that was not the case in the ground. That's why, he was actually asked to leave the country.
My understanding is that you are saying that the government in South Sudan is not harassing journalists. Is that what you're telling me?
The government is not harassing journalists, but it is the journalists who are even very irresponsible, to the extent that the government at the end of the day must have to ensure that the media law goes to the parliament so that it is passed into the bill, so that it regulates the media, because some media are acting very irresponsibly. Like those who are actually publishing articles written by rebels, and even those radios who actually talk about and make interview to rebels, you know, saying that we are going to capture this city or that, you know, these are some of the things that, you know, the law will have to deal with them. But because we have not yet, you know, signed into law anything that will regulate such behaviors, we have allowed anybody to do what they think, you know, is good for them. And it is good for the journalists to ensure that they look into their ethics.
Yeah, they are doing that in the name of freedom of speech that is enshrined in South Sudan's constitution.
Well, the freedom of speech is not free. Even in the Western world, I am trained in England. I was in England. And I have seen a number of people being arrested during the Iraqi war. So this is not the first time. So you cannot tell me about the freedom of speech. That is limitless. Or the freedom of speech has limitations. We have not yet provided for limitations within our enacting laws, and then this is what we are working to ensure that the limitation comes clearly, so that those who are operating in South Sudan look at those limitations. As a sovereign country, we cannot be dictated, by those who wanted to pass their own agenda.